Before this court passes judgment, will the four defendants please rise and approach the bench?
Trust me, guys, it's all under control. The judge is my uncle. He'll take the insanity plea. Oh yeah, don't forget my retainer balance.
Okay, I understand you guys are pleading insanity, claiming demonic spirits possess you to do these hideous murders. Can you please explain to this court how these so-called spirits made you into these raving madmen?
Remember it right, and we had just gotten back off tour last night. So the gang and I thought that it would be groovy if we summon up the posse and dumb rush the movies. I got Angie, Jeff got Tina, Ready Rock got some girl I've never seen in my life. That was alright though, cause the lady was chill. Then we dipped to the theater, set to ill, buggin', Cole having a ball. And something about Elm Street was the movie we saw. The way it started was decent, you know, nothing real fancy about this homeboy named Fred and this girl named Nancy. But word, when it was over, I said, yo, that was death. And everything seemed alright when we left. But when I got home and laid down to sleep, that began the nightmare on my street. Something cool to quench my thirst. I thought to myself, yo, this heat is the worst. But when I got downstairs, I noticed something was wrong. I was home all alone, but the TV was on. I thought nothing of it as I grabbed the remote. I pushed the power button, and then I almost choked when I heard this awful voice coming from behind. It said, man, I ain't even wait to see who it was. Broke outside in my drawers and screamed so long, cuz got halfway up the block, I calmed down.
Here's what we'll do. We got a lot of work here, me and you. The souls of your friends, you and I will claim. You've got the body and I got the brain.
I said, yo, Fred, I think you got me all wrong. I ain't partners with nobody with nails that long. Look, I'll be honest, man, this team won't work. The girls won't be on you, Fred, your face is all burnt. Fred got mad and his head started steaming. But I thought, what the hell, I'm only dreaming. I said, please leave, Fred, so I can get some sleep. Call and maybe we'll hang out next week. I pat him on the shoulder, said thanks for stopping by. Then I opened up the door and said, take care, guy. He got mad, drew back his arm and slashed my shirt. I laughed at first and thought, hold up, that hurt. It wasn't a dream, man, this guy was for real. I said, Freddy, how it's been an awful mistake here. No further words, and then I darted upstairs, crashed through my door, then jumped on my bed. Pulled the covers up over my head, said, my bed, but through the covers with his claws, tried to get me, but my alarm went off, and then silence. It was a whole new day. I thought, I wasn't scared of him anyway, until I noticed those rips in my sheets, and that was proof that there had been a nightmare on my street.
Jeff, answer!
Come on, man.
Hello?
Jeff, it's Chris, man. Jeff, wake up! Jeff, wake up!
What do you want?
Jeff, wake up, man. Listen to me, Jeff.
It's 3 o'clock
Jeff,
in the morning.
Listen, Jeff,
you
would
want?
You listen to me? Whatever you do, don't fall asleep.
Man!
Jeff, listen to me.
No,
don't
no.
go to
I'll
sleep,
talk
Jeff.
To you tomorrow.
Jeff,
I'm
Jeff!
Going to bed.
Thank you. immortal testimony from which he will appear to be raised from the dead. It is this dramatic event that will thrust him upon the stage of history. The whole world will be mesmerized by what appears to be a great miracle. Only it will be done by the power of Satan.
For centuries, scholars and numerologists have puzzled over this prophecy. Symbolically, 6 is said to be the number of man in the scripture. And a triad, or 3, is the number of God. When you triple 6, it is the symbol of a man making himself God.
I'm on a killing spree, like Cantonese, torturing, painting a picture with a paintbrush in watercolor of genies. Holding your chi, vitality, it's all you need. If you're a different being, it will be a different color. When you bleed, accurately punctured from needles in your nervous system, I like to see men, not water, soluble, because the attributes of yin yang is dual. When I cut you simultaneously, like Huang, killing you too quickly, if I were to bang weightlessly, I hang you in agua, sending electric shocks to open up all your chakras. And when I do the offset chant, it will biochemically plant water beads on your brain. While putting you salt water on open wounds that have you in pain.
Suffer Chinese water torture, my word is water.
Force.
On my bed of purple velvet, asleep, but awake to your thoughts, your feelings, your desires. Alone, but cradled by the presence of your mind. I hear your call. I feel your yearning. I know that you want me. I know that you need me. The oppressing weight of long-lost time lies heavily upon me. The deepening gloom that covers me binds me in my sepulcher.
Give me some more.
This is a story about what happened one deep, dark Halloween night to a man called Ichabod Crane. It happened in one of the quietest towns in all the world, a place called Sleepy Hollow. You see, a long, long time ago during the Revolutionary War, a great battle took place, not very far from the old schoolhouse. It was in this battle that a Hessian soldier had his head completely blown off by a cannonball. And as the legend goes, it is on the darkest, gloomiest nights of the year that the soldier's headless ghost can be seen on his mighty horse stalking the hollow in search of his head.
Now when freaks get dressed to go out at night, they like to wear leather jackets, chains and spikes. They wear rips and zippers all in their shirts, real tight pants and fresh mini skirts. All kinds of colors running through their hair, and you could just about spot a freak anywhere. But then again, you could know someone all their life and might not know they're a freak unless you see them at night. Cause
freaks come out at night. Freaks come out at night. Freaks come out at night.
Freaks come out.
Freaks come out at night. Freaks come out at night. Freaks come out at night. Freaks come out at night.
Freaks come out.
Freaks come out at night.
Now the party's jumping, the place is packed, and when the crowd's like this, I'm ready to rap. But before I could buzz around on the mic, freaks are all over me like white on rice. Freaks come in all shapes, sizes, and colors, but what I like about them most is that they're real good lovers. They do it in the park, they do it in the dark, but most freaks are known for breaking hearts. You can never tell what a freak is thinking of, and you may never catch a freak without at least one glove. They don't walk, when they step, they strut, and nine times out of ten, they drive you nuts. So take my advice, you don't stand a chance. Freaks are so bad, they got their own dance. So if you wanna live a nice, quiet life, do yourself a favor, don't come out at night, cause
freaks come out at night. Freaks come out at night.
Hut, hut, hut,
freaks come out at night.
Freaks come out.
Freaks come out at night.
Hut, 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 hut.
Freaks come out at night. Freaks come out at night.
Hut, 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 hut.
Freaks come out at night.
Freaks come out.
Freaks come out at night.
That's the night. Just show imagination, not reality. Just keep telling yourself that they're make believe.
She said, relax yourself, won't you tell me once, so I can diagnose and see what must be done. I lay back my head, try to inhale, caught my breath, and then I said, well, right one morning I was late for class. Had a fresh pair of frames with Gucci on the glass. Girls, they was hawking, dudes, they was talking, so the doggy dog female, I kept on walking. She was on it hard, there was no denying. Should've seen what this female was trying. Grabbing on my shirt, tugging on my slacks, pulling on my zipper, boy, I had to hold her back. Word up, doc, on the ultimate. Now if I never saw a creature, this girl was it. I kept on walking, had to leave this place, but she was all up on me, breathing in my face. You may think I'm lying, no, it's just a dream. The girl had the baddest breath I'd ever seen. I couldn't think straight, though I was doomed. Heard the bling, 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 it was time for homeroom. I stepped real quick, she tried to play it sassy. She almost ran me down this nasty, fat, nasty. Dipped to the stairs, running blind. Get to my homeroom, ran through my mind. Got to the fourth floor, standing in the door. Girlie watching me walk down the corridor. The guys, they were jealous and getting mad, and all the girlie wishing they had that class I had. Got to my classroom, expect to see the teacher. Who did I see? That ugly black creature. Paused for a minute, standing in the door. Dinner broke out when the girlie went raw. Word him up, doc, couldn't stand the smell. Heard a 3D, but she was fat as hell. I ran out the school, I didn't look back. I tell you, Dr. Slumber, this girl was whack. And that's about the time when I awoke, and I smelled that awful breath that almost made me choke. Now tell me, Dr. Slumber, how can it be that this dream somehow became reality? I can't go to sleep cause I'm so damn scared, cause I keep having these crazy nightmares. Nightmares of the night.
This year, Halloween fell on a weekend. Me and Ghetto Boys are trick-or-treating, robbing little kids for bags, till an old man got behind our rags. So we speeded up the pace, took a look back, and he was right before our face. We were in for a squabble, no doubt, so I swung and tried to take him out. He was going down, we planned, but this wasn't no ordinary man. He stood about 6 or 7 feet. Now that's the creep I be seeing in my sleep. So we triple teamed on him, dropping them fifth ward bees on him. The more I swung, the more blood flew. Then he disappeared, and my boys disappeared too. Then I felt just like a fiend. It wasn't even close to Halloween. It was dark as death on the streets. My hands were all bloody from punching on the concrete. Aw, man, homie, my mind is playing tricks on me.
Thank you. persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder. A widespread investigation of reports from funeral homes, morgues, and hospitals has concluded that the unburied dead are coming back to life and seeking human victims.
No one replied.